Hello?
Can you hear me like normal?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Okay. What was happening? What?
I don't know. My computer's just giving me weird messages. It's like, bah, 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 bah. Well, that's you do.
We know what that's from. Okay, people. This is breaking news. Today is April 24th. Today is April 24th, 1:05 p.m. Central, 2:05 p.m. Eastern. This happened about an hour, 2 hours ago. But let's take a look. Tucker Carlson is no longer at Fox News, which has been, he's been the devil over there for at least as long as Trump's presidency. So, goodbye, Satan. So that's the first thing that came out. And pretty much within the next 30 minutes, it literally came out that Don Lemon and CNN also parted ways. So both were announced today. On Friday, on Tucker Carlson's episode, they said, all right, we'll see you next week. Like nothing happened. So it's like, it's those scenarios where it's like being laid off where you're like, all right, see ya. See you next week. Come in next week. You're like, oh, actually, no, you're not here this week. But I have theories. Don Lemon, I think he says it's completely like out from came out of nowhere. So let's see. I'm gonna share my screen. I just want it so that our faces are next to it, but it's like big style.
Big style. Our news is big style. My dog's got a wet nose.
Big style.
Big style.
Breaking news. Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. So that's the CNN update. So that's CNN. This is Fox. This is front page of Fox right now. Convicted killer Alex Murdaugh, legal troubles deepen with fresh indictments. Okay. Nothing about Tucker until the bottom. Not about the middle. Which is Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson part ways. Show will be hosted by rotating personalities. A little bit of the Daily Show method, but I'm sorry I even said those two shows at the same time. NBC News, of course, is Tucker Carlson and Fox News part ways.
It's tied to the Dominion settlement.
Does it say?
It says underneath, see? Oh, there's no indication.
On this, let's look at all four websites and then we'll do, okay, so MSNBC doesn't look stupid. Who came up with, who's a brilliant genius who's like,
Tuckered out!
Oh my god, you guys, this is gonna be the best. All tuckered out, get it?
I'm gonna Tucker. Slap both my knees, guys.
Slap a Tucker. Tucker Carlson parts ways with Fox News just stays at their Dominion settlement.
I hope that guy gets a raise for being so funny and clever. I'm all Tucker out. Like,
he's probably had that and. It is.
He's been waiting.
Yeah,
he's like
10 years ago. God,
he's been following this guy's whole career. He's like, one day he's gonna be tuckered out.
This guy, he's tuckered out. See,
he lived his best life today. He didn't even need coffee.
Yeah,
he woke up and he was like, finally,
he's like, I'm taking the day off.
I'm doing this today. Run it. He called his whole family, told them.
Remember that joke from 10 years ago that I've been repeating every single Tucker Carlson episode? Well, look at your news page.
You know that joke I don't tell every holiday? You say stupid? It's so stupid now, so
stupid
is it?
Now. Okay, so then what's the last one? Of course, they'd put that on the top. Okay, and then there's Don Lemon. So how do we feel first about Tucker Carlson leaving?
Bye. Boy, bye.
Bye, bye.
I mean, I hope that he finds himself a sexy Eminem and lives happily ever after.
Happily, tanning bye. Testicles. Like, how did that even come up? Who, you know, like, does he edit and, like, if I would think if I were any sort of involvement, producer, assistant writer, production assistant, I'd be like, are you sure you want to be, we want to be doing a segment about tanning your balls, tanning testicles, and it being like good for you?
What I want to know,
we have the images for that.
Like, I want to know what he did this time. Like, he clearly did something, right? Like, as a being a boss, being a company, you have to do something. There's like a final straw, right?
Yeah.
What the fuck was the final straw after all these stupid ass things? The balls, the saying like the M&Ms aren't sexy enough. Like, why do you want to screw an M&M? Like, what's yeah. wrong with you, bro?
Yeah.
What was the thing? What did I miss? Because I feel like that would be super entertaining, whatever it is. So yeah. I really want to know, just because, like, I'm sick.
I read is that he's in a contract year. So they're, like, in the middle of negotiating anyway.
Oh, so they were just like, you know what?
Yeah. You're causing us way more harm than, because I would think that one text between that where Tucker said he hates Trump. And he's like, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. And on TV, he's like, I love you. Can I love you? Let me suck your dick. Like, there's no
How are they ground. All like that? Yeah, I know. We saw behind his curtain and saw that the Wizard of Oz is just that little dude. That's what happened, I think.
I think,
If you sit behind their curtain, their career's over. They're all liars.
Yeah.
But they got to watch their curtain that it stays shut. Watch your curtain, people.
Damn. I can't imagine, like, if I had been making that much money, and I'm sure at that phase, once you're in the bubble of whatever Fox Corporation,
or your ego gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and you get sloppy because you think like no one could touch me.
Yeah,
I'm untouchable, baby. I think that's where he's at, probably. Because when you start talking about Eminem's not being hot enough, you're going in a weird place.
Yeah.
Your ego's in a, you know. But if it was like a cartoon, right, of a woman, and he said that we made a cartoon woman to like non-binary or something like that, maybe. It's still weird. But right, it's a snack. It's like saying the California raisins weren't buff enough or something weird. Like, what are you talking about? You sound like a crazy person.
Yeah. And kids would not even care. Kids don't care about that shit. You think they're looking at that?
But he does. And that says a lot.
So let's see.
Are they connected or is that just a coincidence?
I think what I personally think, I feel like it was part of the settlement. Even though it might say probably not, because how much does he make? Let's look up that. I mean, he's got to be the highest paid.
Yeah.
Screen share. Let's go back to Fox. I mean, I think this is funny.
Every time I see that guy's face, man.
Yeah.
Alex. Alec? I forget. I think it's Alec.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Alec. Do you see
Alec?
He's in jail, right?
I think so. He's in big trouble.
He's in big
trouble. He's okay, in big trouble.
And instead of putting Don Lemon, which doesn't, I don't understand why. Look who else woke up with being able to use their stupid little pun. Hey, guess what? This doesn't make sense.
Wow, they pulled out all the stuff today. Oh, yeah. Doesn't make sense. Is it the same guy? Is it just like this guy went nuts with just dad jokes today?
Maybe that's his career. He just does it for everybody. Look, maybe balancing act. Is she like a what do you call it? If she okay, balancing act. If she's a gym gymnast, then it's the same guy writing for every single person. Gymnast.
Waka waka.
Stranger Things.
Pentagon, oh, wait. Look at Meghan Trainor. Sing it. Sing it, though.
Because I'm all about... Oh, she's that. Because I'm all about disgrace. About disgrace. How about the... Don Lemon. He has... I want YouTube to give me something good. Give me something good. The last thing I heard about him was that he lashed out at one of the co-anchors in the morning show that mm-hmm. he's on. And, you know, it was a younger woman, newer. And all she did was, try to jump in the conversation. Like, she's been doing, like how conversation works on that morning show forever. But he was new to it. And so I guess when the cameras went off, he, berated her for trying to interrupt him, which is not what she was trying to do. She was just, you know, being a part of the conversation.
Was it because a woman had an opinion? He kind of has a punchable face. You know who he kind of looks like? Remember Breaking Bad?
Oh, yeah.
You know...
Los Pollos.
Yeah. He looks like he has that look going. Like, where he seems, very well-spoken, and he sits there and acts, very polite. But if you catch him on the wrong day or you do the wrong thing, he'll hit your head in with, a shovel.
That's yeah.
he has, an undercurrent of intense rage. I can see him flipping out on someone.
Yeah. And you know what? He used to have a nighttime show with or one of the evening hosts, like Anderson Cooper and Jake Tapper, the A squad that they put at the end of the day, kind of Sean Hannity and Tucker on Fox.
Ugh.
Let's just do this because it'll be a
breaking news. Kaylee actually said, what took so long? CNN is parting ways with star anchor Don Lemon. The network made the announcement just a moment ago, actually. And it says, quote, CNN and Don have parted ways. Don will forever be a part of the CNN family, I guess, but he can't work there. And we thank him for his contributions over the past 17 years. We wish him well and will be cheering him on in his future endeavors. Don Lemon also speaking out, writing a statement. Here's part of that. I was informed this morning by my agent that I have been terminated by CNN.
His agent.
So clearly they see this differently. After 17 years at CNN, I would have thought that someone in management would have had the decency to tell me directly.
Oh my God.
At no time was I ever given any indication that I would not be able to continue to work. I have loved at the network. Kaylee McEnany.
Yeah, it's quite something. You know, we just, I would just girl, say this, we saw him take this. A break briefly for some comments he made, and then here we are.
Here we are. More outnumbered in a moment.
What did he say about Nikki Haley? And he was forced to apologize.
All right, here we go.
Ooh, embattled CNN anchor Don Lemon absent for a third day on his morning show.
Don will be back with us tomorrow.
He's set to return tomorrow, but only after undergoing sensitivity training today.
Uh-oh.
A memo was sent out at 10:34 last night telling staffers that Lemon has agreed to participate in formal training. The company has a number of resources, and Don is committed to our recommendation.
He's one of those.
Lemon caused a firestorm when he took on presidential hopeful Nikki Haley because she questioned whether Joe Biden is too old to be president.
This whole talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime.
He apologized, but the damage was done.
Well, and as Don Lemon told us on CNN, women actually can't run for president because he said we're past our prime once we get to our 40s. But since you have to be 35 to run, it's like this really tight window between 35 and 40.
Well.
Well, now you don't got a job. So there's that. What he was saying is that she's not in her prime as a woman, which is why it's sexist.
Okay.
Where she was saying he's not in his prime, as a fucking human being. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. There is a total difference. Like, okay.
Yeah.
If you're getting up in age, if you're like, you could be in a nursing home, there's a huge difference between that and someone that's around 40.
Yeah.
That's... And he's saying like, you're not in your you're no spring chicken. He's like,
basically physically and as a woman and
childbearing years and like how men usually how men normally look at women when they're in their prime is when they're like between 20 and 35 and then they're throwing them in the garbage
just fucking garbage people
toss them in a fucking dumpster. although I will say that I was okay, so there's like a crazy thing at the end of my street today or last night where I think there was a person passed away on the road and there were a million first responders. So I'm really nosy and I'm looking it up and I'm like typing in all these keywords trying to find out what happened. And I didn't. I'm like, there's town reports, nothing, everything's a secret. But in doing that, I'm seeing all these other options. And one was that from like years ago that a woman what passed away in like a car crash and her unborn child, but she was 65. And I thought, holy cow, a 65-year-old was pregnant in a car. I can't even imagine being pregnant now. Like,
oh my God, 65. That's retirement age ish for most.
Like, I was like, is that possible? Okay. What would that be like? It was hard when I was in my 20s. I was like, this is hell. But, like, it's terrible that happened. It's just the fact of her age and that she was pregnant that I was like,
that's the
lady with all the equations. I was just like,
her life. That's for sure. Also, be getting it on with, hopefully with her husband.
Good for her. You should have sex until you drop dead. But carrying a baby's hard. It's hard work.
Anyway. I think Tucker's done more damage, though. It's just... it's all financial. It's all to save face across the board, so it's not surprising. I think I feel like it was part of the settlement agreement, or even if it wasn't, they're like, well, we can say it is because Tucker was on his way out, or they're renegotiating his contract anyway, so now they don't have to set aside 30 whatever million dollars to pay him.
If you were Fox though, and you were looking, okay, we're gonna renegotiate his contract, and you looked at even just in the past year how much shit they've had to deal with, that he said that they've had to like get their PR people out, like, how do we spin this so it's okay again and like make it all right, because that was real weird that he said that. Like,
yeah.
I think one time's like two times, like it's been several times, it's like, where everyone's been like, he's been in the news like
once a week he says something crazy.
Right. Like, so I think at a certain point it's like, okay, so like, check it out, you're a liability and we're just gonna move on. We're all just gonna move on. Bye.
Yeah. And then it gives Fox News, they're gonna, you know, people love Tucker, so I'm sure he's going to go on. He already has a podcast. He's gonna, you know, he's gonna be fine.
He'll go say his dumb shit somewhere else. Yeah. And
I can't imagine Tucker's PR team are probably like an Ivy League superpower super group of Avengers of the field. They're just like waiting, okay, he said green M&M, shit. And then they work around a table for like 12 hours, and then the next day he comes up with something else that's dumb, like, god damn it, okay, who's taking this case?
Do you think that they rotate out a lot because they develop drinking problems or something?
Yeah, they're like, fuck, like, I'm never gonna get a job again.
Hank, he was a soldier, but then he got a problem with blow and he was gone. But
he had to stay up for 4 days straight trying to figure out this fucking...
he was on that M&M job and he solved the problem, but then he had to go to rehab. So
the Don Lemon thing, if that's true, that it went through his agent.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that it did, because they put their little statement out and they made it sound like nicey nice, like he's still part of the family. They're like, even though he can't work here, what? Even though we didn't even tell him, we didn't even call him in and tell him, yeah, like a decent human being would. We sent him a text. Like, what? Like, impersonal, like, hey, don't come in anymore. Oh, we'll mail you your crap.
I want to see how.
I want to hear that he's not going to talk anymore. I know that's not going to be the case, but that would be a glorious day.
It's going to be on whenever SNL comes back on. Oh boy, they are going to have they have so much content right now to do. To
maybe they should like box each other.
Oh,
you my know, God.
Yes. Here.
Or like be on Big Brother.
That's an awesome idea.
Be on like a reality TV show together.
What was that? Celebrity on MTV. It was awesome. It was like Claymation. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, the like where they had to. Oh my gosh, yeah. Where it was like, didn't they box or something?
Yeah,
they like fought each other.
Yeah.
Right now, tell me, girl. The media landscape is significantly different than it was just 2 hours ago, with two of the highest profile cable hosts out of a job. First, the news that Tucker Carlson, who was regularly drawing 3 million viewers a night, parted ways with Fox News. And then, just an hour later, Don Lemon tweeting he is out at CNN after 17 years with that network.
I want to see if I could watch their facial expressions again.
I don't know. They might have been frozen with like shock that he would see. Like, what?
Because they're like, you know, when they have to like, sometimes everybody's nodding along and then suddenly they stop nodding.
They just like,
oops, please.
Yeah. Battled CNN anchor Don Lemon. Absent for a third day on his morning show.
Look at his posture, too.
He's set to return tomorrow, but only after undergoing sensitivity training today. A memo was sent out at 10:34 last night telling staffers that Lemon has agreed to participate in formal training. The company has a number of resources, and Don is committed to our recommendation. Lemon caused a firestorm when he took on presidential hopeful Nikki Haley, because she questioned whether Joe Biden is too old to be president.
And he's 1,000.
Talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime.
He apologized, but the damage was done.
But did you see his posture got real weird?
Yeah.
Hands on hips, like, what are, he's like Yul Brynner from The King and I or some shit, like.
I'm real comfortable about age. Yeah, no shit. Don't talk about it. You don't know how to talk about it.
But like he did this real masculine, like, yeah, that was like power. The equivalent of like whipping his dick out, basically. Like,
yeah.
She's past her prime. Get in the kitchen.
I don't know how sometimes they keep their composure.
Bitch, and I feel like sometimes
Yeah. I mean, there's appropriate times that I don't know. I think they should handle those things as they come, not like, okay, well, now you got to do a sensitivity training and now you got to do this. And now you got, it's like, you're not going to learn anything. He's doing that because he has to do it, you know, in order to move on, in order to keep his job. There's no way that he could learning.
But people could take a moment, take a beat, go, oh, that was real dumb. And like reassess the situation. Like you can,
if you're
people
not,
can
yeah,
learn.
Not a narcissist, yeah.
But you know, then there's that situation where he probably has a long history of doing that crap, and this is just one where it was like extremely public, and there's no hiding it, and they were like,
yeah.
So, and those, you know, co-hosts were probably like, bro, no, that's not cool. Like they're probably like.
We can't do that here. Welcome, but not here. You can't say that here. There's women at this table.
Like, you're shitting on us. Like,
on our faces. Yeah. Right now.
We're wiping the shit off and while you're sitting there with your weird pose.
This was quite an hour.
Good riddance. Bye, assholes.
So, to that, I say to Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon, good riddance. Have a nice day.
Bye. See you, suckers.
's for listening. If you like what you heard, check out crossthestreamsmedia.com to hear more episodes of this podcast and the other shows on the Cross the Streams network. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download your favorite shows. Visit crossthestreamsmedia.com for more information. See you next time.